Mexican president blames Americans struggling with addiction, not ruthless drug lords her government protects. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on March 4, 2025. Mexico's president Claudia Sheinbaum publicly blamed Americans struggling with addiction as the cause of her country facing a new set of tariffs from the Trump administration. She chose to blame victims of cartel drug trafficking rather than ruthless drug lords who enjoy the protection of Mexico's government. During her morning news conference, President Sheinbaum said that the tariffs that went into effect overnight were unjustified and would negatively affect both countries. The government of that country, United States, must also handle the opioid consumption crisis that has caused so many deaths in the United States, Sheinbaum said. It is a profound public health problem that they must address. The comment was a retort to the recent publication by the White House where they announced the implementation of tariffs on Mexico, claiming Mexican drug trafficking organizations, the world's leading fentanyl traffickers, operate unhindered due to an intolerable relationship with the government of Mexico. The White House, at White House, March 4, 2025. The White House further stated that the government of Mexico has afforded safe havens for the cartels to engage in the manufacturing and transportation of dangerous narcotics, which collectively have led to the overdose deaths of hundreds of thousands of American victims. In her response, Sheinbaum went back to a series of previously said nationalistic comments and claimed that they collaborate with the United States in stopping the flow of drugs for humanitarian reasons but that the ultimate responsibility is of U.S. consumption and the government's lack of action in cutting off the demand. We have said it in many ways, cooperation and coordination. Yes, insubordination and interventionism, no, she said. Mexico must be respected. We are equal nations. Mexico has been pushing a PR strategy where they have claimed to be fighting drug cartels and cooperating with the United States government as a way to avoid a series of tariffs and punitive measures. However, the reality is very different. In her comments, Sheinbaum failed to mention that her Secretary of Defense, Ricardo Trevilla Trejo, has a long-standing friendship with the head of Cartel Jalisco New Generation, Nemesio El Mencho Oseguera Cervantes, and other leaders with Carteles Unidos from his time as a regional general in Michoacán, Breitbart, Texas reported. Additionally, Sheinbaum also failed to mention that U.S. law enforcement agencies have tried to work with Mexico in the past and have provided actionable intelligence on the precise location of several cartel bosses who have mysteriously managed to disappear. As Breitbart, Texas reported, El Mencho, as well as the leadership of Los Chapitos and Los Mayos from the Sinaloa cartel, have managed to escape capture thanks to the help and protection from Mexico's government despite the U.S. government having precise intelligence on their locations. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with the Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.